Violent demonstrations in Berkeley this year foreshadowed the recent white nationalist rally in Virginia that left three people dead. With police forces around the country now on watch for similar protests, Capital Public Radio's Daniel Potter talks about what they can do to prepare.
Some of the white nationalists in Charlottesville first tested their tactics in Berkeley, a bastion of free speech. Police here have to weigh not wanting demonstrations to turn violent against protecting the public's right to protest. Charles Key, a veteran of the Baltimore Police Department who's taught riot and crowd control, says it's a balancing act. If one person acts out in an otherwise peaceful crowd, you might not resort to dispersing everyone with tear gas.
And it may involve, at least initially, plainclothes officers be able to get around the person and then move in with uniformed officers and a surgical strike to remove them from the crowd.
Training and planning should be ongoing, Key says, because he doubts these problems are about to get better. In Berkeley, I'm Daniel Potter.